Alan Grant, welcome to Portraits and Jazz, and we're featuring Cannonball Adderley with the sextet direct from the Half Note here at Hudson and Spring. Fact is, Cannonball will be appearing the rest of this week up until Thursday night, so if you get a chance, come by and listen to a great group of musicians. And as I can tell by the letters and cards that have been coming in, I see where our audience does dig our live stereo remote broadcast. This opening tune, by the way, we'd like to thank the American Federation of Musicians, Local 802, for making the broadcast possible. And this opening selection will be a tune that I play pretty often, written by Quincy Jones, Jessica's Birthday.
Thank you.
Jessica's birthday. Cannibal Dolly with the sextet. I want to make mention of the gentleman in the group. Cannibal, why don't you do this? Introduce the gentleman to our radio audience. I'm sure there may be some listeners who have not caught the first two remote broadcasts.
Well, according to ABC statistics, everybody in the world heard the first two broadcasts, I'm sure. Everyone. Our woodwind section is Charles Lloyd. He plays tenor saxophone and flute. Charles Lloyd, our woodwind section. Our bassist is world famous, and rightly so, Mr. Sam Jones. Sam Jones. The world. In keeping with the international character of jazz, we have an Austrian playing piano in our group, and also for good reason, because he's one of the great ones. Joe Zawinul at the piano. Thank you. Our drummer, a downbeat poll winner upon occasion, new star and all that kind of stuff. That's important to some people. That's why I throw it in every now and then. Lewis Hayes on drums. Lewis Hayes. And our brass section, my brother, Nat Adderley, cornet.
Thank you, Cannonball. I want to make mention of the fact that next Friday night we'll have Wes Montgomery appearing here at the Half Note, and he'll be here for a week. Following that, Lucky Thompson, and then Clark Terry and Bob Brookmeyer, Alan Zoot, and John Coltrane, Horace Silver, and Cannonball will be back for a couple of more weeks to play for you, and then Kai Winding. This is Portraits, Portraits in Jazz here at WABC FM at 95.5 on your dial. This is Alan Grant, and the next tune, Cannon?
Shabela.
Shavala. I think you have. Yeah, we've had a request for this, but
we have. Yeah, good.
It's a pretty bolero. It features George Raft.
Shavala, Shavala.
Very beautiful bolero. Cannibal Adderley with our sextet here at the Half Note. Now, this has been recorded, by the way, on the Capitol label. The tune from Fiddler on the Roof, a very beautiful thing. Uh-huh, yes. We're going to get into our next tune. It's a pretty good album, by the way. The tune that I've been getting more requests for from that LP is The Sewing Machine.
Oh, yes? Yeah. Well, I think it's a good idea. Let's play that one. That's a good idea. I like to hear things that people want to hear, so we'll play it. Good.
Right now?
Sewing Machine.
The Sewing Machine. The Sewing Machine, Cannibal Adderley with the Sextet. And this is Alan Grant with Portraits and Jazz, direct from the Half Note, here at Hudson and Spring. And this is what happens every Friday night, WABC FM at 95.5 on your dial. Remember, tomorrow night, Saturday night, from 10 until midnight, we have the sounds of the big bands. And I'm looking around, I see one of my fine associates who does some great broadcasting in jazz, too. How about a nice big hand for Willis Conover? Willis? Yeah, here he is. Our next tune, Cannonball.
Duke Ellington. We're going to do a little Ellington. This is a work from a selection from the Black, Brown, and Beige suite. It's called Come Sunday. Joe Zawinul arranged it, and logically, it's featured.
But
he did share the spotlight with Sam Jones somewhat. This is Come Sunday.
Come Sunday, Cannonball Adderley. Very pretty thing. Come Sunday. And come Sunday night, you can come by here at the Half Note and visit and take a listen to Cannonball with the Sextet. Really, they'll be here up until Thursday night, by the way, the entire week. And I would suggest you do because they are playing some real pretty things. Cannonball with the Sextet here at the Half Note. Cannonball, our next tune. I'm getting into these next tunes because I feel like we should have more of a musical sound.
Good. That sounds good. Here is a tune by Nat, my brother. And it's his newest one. It's a pretty hip tune. We like it very much. It's called The Little Boy with the Sad Eyes.
But you wouldn't look at me like that. Thank you. Sad eyes. I want to find Nat, this is your tune. How did you come to write this tune? What made you think of the title?
Well, it was a little Mexican boy. We were down in Mexico selling chiclets.
Who was selling chiclets?
The little Mexican boy. And, hey, come on, what's that?
No.
And he made a personal sucker out of Cannonball.
In what way?
Looking at him with the big sad eyes, Cannonball bought 3 suitcases full of chiclets. Dig? That's it.
I can understand that because to anyone that would know Cannonball, he is a soft, hard, beautiful person. That's right. How about a big hand for this great chiclet buyer? Cannonball. We've got time for one more tune, Cannonball, and what will it be?
It'll be a part of probably Work Song, Nat's most popular tune ever. Work Song.
Popular Work Song. Cannonball Adderley with the Sextet.
Thank you.
we go. Okay. That's work song. That has been Cannibal Alley with the Sextet working here with a half note. That's the tenor work of Mr. Charles Lloyd, by the way. Charles Lloyd with Ned Adley, Joe Zavino, Sam Jones on the woodstage. This is Alan Grant, cooking beautiful sounds of jazz here, directed from the half note of Hudson and Spring. Modern production facilities and costs for this program are defrayed by the Half Note Club. Remote engineering by Jerry Zeller, Wayne Ely, and Ron Sims. I'll be looking for you tomorrow night at 10 for the sounds of the big band. This